Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In spite of the fact that 9 years in Ohio pretty much killed any interest I had in professional and collegiate sports, I still enjoy a show called Only a Game on public radio whenever I have a chance to listen to it. One thing that I like about the show is its name, because it makes it very clear that the host of the show, Bill Littlefield, is well aware of the fact that sports are only games. This is a distinction that many people in our society seem to be missing lately. Over the past 20 years or so, sports analogies and metaphors have increasingly crept into the media and into our daily lives. We talk of game plans and leveling the playing field and game breakers as if life were a game, as if elections were a game, as if anything in which people have opposing views can be settled in some simplistic win-lose fashion. That kind of approach works well for games, because after all, it's only a game. You have two teams and they play their game, and one wins and one loses. But in real life, it's not like that. In spite of the fact that the media spends a lot of time focusing their attention on the relatively few individuals in any given situation, whether it's spay and neuter, or abortion, or nuclear energy, the majority of people wouldn't be the kind of people that you would want on your team if you wanted to create a winners and losers situation. This isn't to say that those who take a broader view of these more complex issues, and for now I'm just thinking about animal-related issues, don't care about them. They do care about them. They care enough about them to learn all they can about them. And that includes things that support their views, as well as things that make them challenge their views. And they care so much about these topics that if they learn something that causes them to alter their views in some way, that's okay. Because what they want is the best for the animal. They don't want what's best for their team. They don't want what will enable them to continue some passionate battle on some imaginary playing field where they emerge the victor. They realize that when they're talking about these complex issues, it's a game where there are no winners or there are no losers. And it's a game where nobody might have to compromise. Just understand and respect those on the other side. So I cringe every time the media resorts to these cliched sports analogies. I just want to say, oh, for heaven's sakes, grow up. We're talking about important stuff here. It's more than a game. The stakes are much higher. It takes more thinking. It takes more time. And you have to care a lot more. Games are only games. They're not reality. And if we want to do the best we can for our animals when we're dealing with these very complicated issues that may have long-term effects, we need to get out of this mindset. We need to get out of the arena. We need to get out of the stadium. We need to stop thinking that way. We need to start thinking like grown-ups again.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.